Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, here to tell us what's coming up on our big and small screens this week are Rory Cashin, entertainment editor at Joe.ie, and writer Henrietta McCurvey. Welcome, guys. Henrietta, the supermodels on Apple TV, this is a four-part documentary about Naomi, Cindy, Linda, and Christy Turlington. A lot of hype. I feel I've seen it, like the stories in the papers and clips and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And by the time you see it, of course, you'll recognise loads of bits of it as well, because they're using a lot of old footage of them. So the supermodels, I mean, they were probably the first time that the catwalk turned into popular culture. And I think it's really interesting look back in that, because it goes back to obviously the late 80s and 90s. You know, magazines were spending a fortune on shoots. The images were treated like they were artworks and the models were icons. And fashion alone can't push culture forward, but it's a really interesting signpost as to where it's going.
It's a moment,
and I think that's
it?
The way to approach watching this. You're not going to get a lot of new information. The four supermodels themselves are executive producers on the programme. We're getting the story they want us to have. It really doesn't touch on the problematic aspects of the business.
Okay, and have they rewritten their story? You know, the way a lot of people now are looking back and realising actually we were all exploited.
If they have, that's not really coming through.
Okay,
they're just barely touching on it.
They're happy enough with their lot.
I mean, for an example, one sort of most informative stories you get about Cindy Crawford is her talking about being on a shoot when she was 15, 16, her first big foreign shoot. And they said, will you cut your hair? And she said no. And they cut her hair anyway. A stylist stood behind her and cut her hair. And she said ever since, she was so shocked by that, she's grown her hair back and has never changed her hairstyle since. That's kind of the level of new story we get, which is
shocking
interesting.
Enough, but in the scheme of things. Okay, but look, it sounds like a bit of nice nostalgia for,
it's lovely to
for
watch.
Those of us who remember first time around. That's the supermodels on Apple TV. Rory, is there any chance of a John Wick prequel on Prime Video with loads of Irish people in it?
You know what? There is a chance. There's a pretty decent chance. So, yeah, there is the prequel and it's three episodes long. And the first episode is on Prime Video now. And there's another one coming next Friday and another the following Friday.
And it's called The Continental, from the world of John Wick.
Yeah, just in case you were... They're not subtle about the fact that it's from John Wick.
Okay.
But I have to say, each episode is basically its own movie. They're all the guts of 90 minutes. So if you're a fan of John Wick, you're about to get three brand new John Wick movies over the next 3 weeks. It is set in the 70s. And it tells the story of how the character Winston, who's played by Ian McShane in the movies, how he takes over the Continental in New York from Mel Gibson's character, who was running it in the 70s. And it has some fantastic action sequences in it. The first episode's quite good. The second episode's a bit dry. And then the third episode is... Have you ever seen The Raid? This fantastic, I think it's Indonesian action thriller.
No.
Where it's all set within one building. It's very like that. So if there's any action fans out there and they've seen The Raid, the third episode is borrowing heavily from that.
Okay.
If you're going to borrow,
what I'm
from
taking from this is that we should go and find The Raid and watch that. Would that be a...
That would be a good show too, in between the episodes of The Continental, for sure.
Okay, The Continental, from the world of John Wick, that's on Prime Video. Henrietta, the other black girl on Disney Plus. So I saw it on your list and I gave it a go. It's not as good as it should be, is it?
It's quite close in loads of parts. I think it's probably trying to do way too many things. So the premise is that there is one black woman working in this New York-based publishing firm called Wagner Books, and she has to answer to all things blackness. You know, she's expected to be everything and has to put up with sort of passive-aggressive wokeness from colleagues and promotions she's not going to get. And then a second young black woman starts, who seems to actually be pushing her away while actually getting on great with the CAO, and what is going on. And there's a parallel plot with similar two women who were in the company 40 years before. Now, it's a comedy, drama, satire, horror thriller.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably it's Achilles' heel. It's trying to do everything.
The tone lurches a lot, doesn't it? So when the horror comes, you're not really horrified because you've just been looking at a bit of smart satire.
Exactly, you've just seen some office politics. Yeah, there's abductions and gaslighting and corporate bad guys and people being hypnotised in order to be manipulated. In a similar way, actually, I think fans of Get Out might enjoy that aspect, the Jordan Peele film, which it refers to itself. And there's loads of maybe fans of Search Party. I think it has some of that sort of black humour to it. I mean, I certainly stuck with it quite happily through all 10 episodes. You just go along through those really good performances, and it's also very funny in places.
Yeah, so watchable, as we like to say around here. Okay, Rory, No One Will Save You is also on Disney Plus. You like this?
This was one of the movies that I like to think I have a good idea of what's coming down the barrel in terms of new movies and new shows. This came out of absolutely nowhere.
Okay.
And has been the biggest surprise for me for this year so far, because the trailer when I seen it was like, meh, it's not, it doesn't, it didn't.
No, you're not averse to saying that this is the best thing so far this year. Best movies, right? Is this another contender for?
This isn't the best movie I've seen all year, but it is the most surprisingly good. Just based on the kind of middle of the road trailer, and then the plot synopsis, which is a woman on her own in a house in the middle of nowhere, is played by Caitlin Dever, who's fantastic and book smart and dope sick. Finds that she wakes up in the middle of the night and there's someone downstairs, and she goes down to investigate, and it turns out it's an alien. And it turns out there's a massive countrywide alien invasion taking place, but for some reason one of them has focused singularly on her house. And she goes quite adult home alone, trying to protect her home and herself from the invasion. And it's just got some fantastic jump scares, it's got some great tension, it's got some very good special effects for a very small... very small budget sci-fi thriller. I'm surprised they didn't go to the cinema, because it would have done decent money. But instead, it's gone straight to Disney Plus. And if you're looking for something to get you into the Halloween season,
great. So there's a night at the cinema if you have Disney Plus. No One Will Save You, it's called. And you're not committing to getting involved in months and months of an alien invasion of Earth, like if you're watching the second season of Invasion now. Why did it ever start this? But it can't stop.
It is one movie, and it is barely 90 minutes long.
Okay. Henrietta, with a bit of cinema, there's been a lot of talk about Bally Walter, because, of course, it stars Patrick Kilty, the presenter of The Late Late Show.
Yep, I really enjoyed it. It's funny, sad, it's ultimately quite uplifting. I think the heart of this movie is about that as humans, we're all quite nervous of change. And sometimes people will pick unhappiness over uncertainty, because you know where you are with unhappiness. And their characters in the film, they've both done that. So Eileen, who's a minicab driver, who's dropped out of college. She's played by Shauna Kerslake, fantastic performance. She's back living with her mum and pregnant sister in Belfast. And Shane, that's Patrick Hilty, he's separated from his wife and daughter for reasons that become apparent during the film. And she ends up driving him to and from. He's going to this community centre in Belfast from Ballywaltern. Eventually, he says to her he's doing it's stand-up comedy. And she's like, oh, I thought I was bringing you to AA. I didn't know where we were going. And it is about how they both sort of unstick themselves and move from unhappiness towards uncertainty, where there is still the possibility of them finding joy in their lives again. So as plots go, there's not an awful lot happening. But as a story goes of two people trying to find out who they are after they've made mistakes and how they can come back from those mistakes, it's really nicely
done. That sounds great, quite profound. Yeah, I nearly cried when you said that. People, instead of being happy,
well, that you would choose unhappiness over uncertainty. Oh, I think that's quite a natural human thing to do.
Bally Walter in the cinemas now. Rory, I can't pronounce this. It's The Expendables 4, but there's a 4 in the middle of it instead of an A or something.
Yeah, they've replaced the A with a 4. So if you're saying it phonetically, it's Expend for Blaze, which...
Okay.
It's the 4th in the Expendables series. This is the worst one. Do not go to see this movie in the cinema. Do not watch it when it hits streaming. There is nothing really redeemable about it.
Let's move on. Let's go back. So, because this is one you did enjoy, because I like to give people positive news.
Sure.
Wilderness on Prime Video, you think this is good, yeah?
Yes. Now, okay, so this is going to sound like I'm about to spoil the entire plot, but I promise this is the first 20 minutes of the first episode. So there's a perfect couple, and they're having the perfect marriage, and the lady finds out that her husband has been cheating on her. And she's like, get out, we're done forever. So as a way of apology, he sets up a cross-country America road trip for the two of them, something she's dreamed of doing for years and years and years. And she accepts his apology. But as they're about to embark on the holiday, she finds out that he's actually still cheating on her with the woman that he cheated on her with the first place.
It does sound like you've given a lot of...
First 20 minutes of the first episode, and there's quite a bit to go. So she decides that while they're on the holiday, she's going to find the perfect place to kill him and make it look like it was an accident. So the rest of the show is her trying to find somewhere in America where she can
All
go.
Right, yeah.
And it is a very dark comedy thriller where for the whole show, he's completely unaware that he's constantly seconds away from being killed by the woman he thinks has forgiven him. It's really, really, really okay. entertaining. It's kind of camp and kind of cheesy, but everyone in it is very attractive. Everywhere they go looks great. And for the whole thing, you're like, where is she going to do it? Is she going to push him into the Grand Canyon? Is she going to do it while they're whitewater rafting? It's very, very entertaining.
Right, brilliant.
Wilderness on Prime Video. And just a couple of episodes up at the moment?
Six episodes and it's done.
It's all there. Yep. Okay, excellent. Henrietta, we go back to the cinema briefly. The IFI Documentary Festival, there's an Irish premiere on the 28th of September, Your Fat Friend, and you think this is quite a profound...
I'm a big fan of the woman it's about, who's a former community organiser called Aubrey Gordon, who wrote anonymously as Your Fat Friend about her life as a very fat woman in America. And then she, like, her writing debunks the lies peddled by the diet industry, which, if you think about it, is an industry which people need to fail in order for the industry to survive. You need to keep failing at your diets and starting a new one, you know. And anyway, so a director called Jeannie Finlay followed her over 6 years from Aubrey's career as an anonymous blogger to a New York Times best-selling author. She's written two books, What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat and You Just Need to Lose Weight and 19 Other Myths About Fat People. And she co-hosts a really excellent podcast called Maintenance Phase, which is a debunker of the diet industry and the mechanics around it. So I think it's probably going to be really interesting. I think she's a fascinating character and it's her dealing with the world as a fat person in a country which has a huge obesity problem and a fatness problem that isn't being treated properly. So
okay.
worth
Your
look,
Fat Friend, IFI Documentary Film Festival. Rory, you have a movie for us on TV tonight. So Loving, Ruth Negga was in it and it was in the cinema like 2 years ago, was it?
Yeah, I think it might have been 2016, 17, somewhere around there.
All right, yeah, so it's old enough. It's on BBC One tonight, 11:50. And if people haven't seen it, worth checking out, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. She was Oscar nominated for her performance in this and she was so good in it. And yeah, it's about the couple who are at the centre of the 1967 US Supreme Court case, which invalidated the laws prohibiting interracial marriage, which when you think it was only 1967 when that was, you know, against the law, it seems way too recent. And it's Ruth Negga is playing the wife, Mildred Loving, and her husband's played by Joel Edgerton. And it's from a fantastic director who's done some incredible movies. He also did Mud. Don't know if you've ever seen that Matthew McConaughey movie. He did Midnight Special. Take Shelter with Michael Shannon. Like every film he's done has been so interesting and so different from the last one. And this one it's a very powerful period and important drama.
Okay, Loving, Ruth Negga, BBC One tonight at 11:50. Henrietta, you've about 30 seconds. We made you go and see My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 so that we didn't have to. But how bad is it?
This is the entirely pointless third outing on that series. Let's just say there's no rom, there's no com, but the dinners look really nice. Okay. That's about all I can say.
Is it basically the same thing over again?
They go to Greece. Yeah, the wedding is that of a man we've never heard of before and a Syrian refugee who's been living with his grandmother.
Okay, a little bit of politics in there, touching
on. Like, I think probably well-intentioned, but it doesn't land particularly well. But dinners do look nice.
Okay. So we're not really sending people to the cinema too much this week to see The Expendables or My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but they should go to maybe Ballywater and Your Fat Friend. All right, thank you very much, Rory McCashin and Henrietta McCurvey.